This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A group of protesters gathered at a German lake Saturday to call attention to the destruction of the Kakhovka Dam in southern Ukraine and the humanitarian ecological disaster it has caused thus far. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
The protesters chanted anti-Russian slogans and urged people to scream about Kakhovka. They were organized by an association of young Ukrainians in Germany who feel the international community has not done enough in response to the destruction of Ukraine's Kakhovka Dam June 6, which flooded dozens of villages, displaced thousands, and submerged valuable cropland in the southern Kherson region. Ukraine and Russia have blamed each other for the destruction of the dam. Ukrainian protester Mila Moskalenko said she was there because the flooding affected her directly.
Right now, my mom's home is completely underwater, so basically all my mom's stuff and my childhood things are underwater with all my neighbors. Yes, so I don't have my past anymore.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that the counteroffensive and defensive actions are underway against Russian forces. Zelensky said Saturday that his top Ukrainian commanders were in a positive mindset as their troops engaged in intensified fighting on parts of the front line. The Ukrainian leader spoke at a news conference while hosting Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Zelensky responded to a question about Russian President Vladimir Putin's comment a day earlier that Ukraine's counteroffensive was underway and that Ukrainian forces are actually taking significant losses. Zelensky said that I am in touch with our commanders of different directions every day. Everyone is positive. Pass that on to Putin. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. China has been operating a spy base in Cuba since at least 2019 as part of a global effort by Beijing to upgrade its influence, authorize, and capabilities. And that's according to a Biden administration official who was not authorized to comment publicly and spoke on condition of anonymity. The U.S. intelligence community has been aware of China's effort to set up intelligence gathering operations around the globe for some time. The Biden administration has stepped up efforts to thwart the Chinese and believes it has made some progress. The existence of the Chinese spy base was confirmed after the Wall Street Journal reported that China and Cuba had reached an agreement to build an electronic eavesdropping station on the island. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is blasting the history-making federal indictment against him and as ridiculous and baseless in his first public appearance since the charges were unsealed. Details from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Speaking Saturday to the Georgia Republican Convention, the front runner for the 2024 GOP nomination for president tried to frame the 37 criminal charges he's facing as an attack not just on him, but his supporters.
In the end, they're not coming after me, they're coming after you, and I'm just standing in their way. Here I am, I'm standing in their way, and I always will be.
In the indictment unsealed Friday, Trump is accused of willfully defying Justice Department demands to return classified documents, enlisting aides in his efforts to hide the records, and telling his lawyers he wanted to defy a subpoena.
The ridiculous and baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power.
I'm Julie Walker.
Former UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has left chaos in the wake of quitting Parliament and accusing fellow lawmakers of ousting him in a witch hunt. Johnson unexpectedly stepped down as a lawmaker late Friday. He faced suspension from Parliament for misleading lawmakers about rule-breaking government parties during the pandemic. Johnson says he never deliberately lied over what's been called Partygate. Pope Francis' surgeon says the pontiff is following doctor's advice and will skip Sunday's customary public blessing to allow him to better heal after abdominal surgery. Surgeon says that the blood and imaging tests indicate that his recovery is proceeding in an absolutely normal manner. Surgeon also told reporters on Saturday that Francis now has to avoid extra exertion following hernia repair.